and Norm Shealy. You are listening to Infinite Consciousness, your infinite access to the world
of the mind.
This is Eva Herr, and tonight we have with us Dr. Hyla Kass. And we're going to talk about her book, Natural Highs, All the Time, and how to make yourself feel better holistically without the use of pharmaceuticals. How are you, Dr. Kass?
I'm good. How are you today?
Fine, thanks. So before we get started, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to do what it is you do?
Okay, to begin with, I'm a physician, a psychiatrist by training, and I'm originally from Toronto. I trained at the University of Toronto School of Medicine, and then I moved to Los Angeles where I did a rotating internship and a residency in psychiatry. And during that time, I became very aware of the mind-body connection and also the body-mind connection. I began to see how what people ate and how they lived really affected their mood. So it wasn't just a matter of medication being the answer to, say, depression or anxiety or even some of the more serious conditions. I began to notice that what people did, what they put into their bodies, how they lived their lives really influenced their mental health. And based on that, I began to incorporate these principles into my own practice for now over 25 years, and it's been a very successful route. And I'm very happy to be the basically non-drug psychiatrist, which doesn't mean I don't ever prescribe, but I'm very loath to prescribe medications, particularly the popular ones for mental issues, for example, the SSRIs. I find that we can do this naturally, in a much better way, more smoothly, without side effects, and actually more effectively.
I'm just curious, how do your peers respond to this approach? Are they open to, have you found them to be open?
It really depends. Some of them are very interested. They want to know what I'm doing that they're not doing, and they're really interested in learning, and then I can direct them toward the various organizations that teach this, to various books, such as ones I've written. And then others, if they're skeptical and are not interested, then they have to follow their own path. I can only do so much.
Sure. Okay. And where can people find you?
I'm in Los Angeles, and the best way to reach me is through my website, which is cassmd.com, cassmd.com. And if you send me an email at my website, I will most likely respond in person, because I'm the only one who reads my email. That's a well-kept secret, but now you know.
You've got more than just this book. Do you have a new one out?
I have several. Actually, I have about 10 books. I started writing books in about 98. My first one was St. John's Wort, Nature's Blues Buster. Then I wrote a book on kava. But the books that are out right now are Natural Highs, which is basically about brain chemistry and how to affect your brain chemistry for maximum energy, memory, and sustained good mood. Then I wrote 8 Weeks to Vibrant Health, which picks up where that left off and talks about how to balance your hormones naturally and then also about bioidentical hormones. Also about the thyroid and the adrenals, which we don't think about a lot, but they're related to stress, to body temperature regulation, and to energy regulation. I also talk about the digestive system and really all the other systems that I'm not talking about in Natural Highs, but that also affect your mental health, because the brain is an organ just like the rest of the body. So those are two books, Natural Highs and 8 Weeks to Vibrant Health. Then I wrote Supplement Your Prescription, which I think is very important because a lot of people are on prescription medications. And in Supplement Your Prescription, I talk about some of the dangers of prescription medications, including that they will deplete you of essential nutrients and cause maybe a worsening of the very condition that it's supposed to be handling. For example, people taking statin drugs are going to be depleted in CoQ10, and CoQ10 is needed for heart health. So when you take something for your heart that's actually impairing your heart function, that's not a good idea, and you need to be informed. You need to know what nutrients to take if you have been taking these medications, and I also give natural alternatives. So
each
of these books has its own role.
What's the name of that book?
Supplement Your Prescription, and they all can be found on my website, which is CassMD.com.
That sounds like a great book. Okay. I met you through the Alliance for Addiction Solution. I just want to plug them while we're on here because I think it's a great group of people, the Alliance for Addiction Solutions.org. And the reason that I even went there was because there was an addiction problem in my family. And one thing that I have found, and I'm going to use this word rather loosely because some people will object it, this family loved one who happened to be my daughter appears to be cured now from a very bad addiction. And she did it through just using supplements. And so I'd like to talk to you about depression and mood disorder and addiction. And the first thing I'd like to ask you is if you would please discuss the role of neurotransmitters in moods and addictions.
Absolutely. The whole issue of addiction has to do with people actually trying to rebalance their brain chemistry when it's out of balance, and they will turn to whatever is available, whether it be sugar, carbohydrates, alcohol, marijuana, cocaine, meth, whatever it is. That is really an attempt to rebalance your chemistry. So I can tell when someone tells me what they're addicted to, I can tell what neurotransmitter or brain chemical is deficient in that person.
Really?
Yeah, so this is cool. You know, people are kind of embarrassed or ashamed. They don't want to tell me, oh, well, I use a little this, a little that. I say, no, tell me the drugs, your drugs of choice, and I will tell you what is missing, and I'll help you rebalance your brain so that you don't have the cravings anymore. And it's been really, people say it's miraculous. It's not miraculous, it's science. You know, it absolutely works. You know, and you know that.
Yeah, that's actually my next question, except I was phrasing it a little bit differently. I was going to ask if there were any, quote, at-home tests that one can determine which neurotransmitter they might need, but that's really what I wanted to know. Could you give us an example?
Sure, and in natural highs, I give a very complete questionnaire. The truth is, yes, you can do some lab testing, but it's not easy to get it if you're not a physician. And the lab tests, the really good ones are very expensive, and the others are not as accurate. So the truth is, take the questionnaire from Natural Highs, and you'll be able to tell what the deficiency is. For example, if you have anxiety, depression, trouble sleeping, feel kind of nervous and unhappy and driven, very likely you're low in serotonin. Serotonin is the calming antidepressant neurotransmitter. So you know that you need something to boost your serotonin, so I would recommend in that case to take 5-hydroxytryptophan or 5-HTP. That's for short, 5-HTP, which is 5-hydroxytryptophan. You can also take tryptophan. And by the way, there was a bad story about tryptophan in the 80s when there was a bad batch and it was taken off the market. But the truth is that tryptophan itself is quite safe and a very useful amino acid to take. Or you can get 5-HTP, and you can get that at the health food store. You can get it on my website. So that's the serotonin that will help you to make to feel more calm, to be able to sleep better, and to actually sleep through the night. Often with menopausal women or perimenopausal women who are having hot flashes, if they start on 5-HTP, 100 to 200 milligrams at bedtime, it'll really make an enormous difference. Or if somebody is coming off of SSRIs, Zoloft, Celexa, Lexapro, and so on, Paxil, Prozac, if they're coming off of those, again, 5-HTP is very handy to help mitigate any side effects. You have to be careful. You can't take them at the same time. You need to take them at least 2 hours apart to avoid something called serotonin syndrome, which I explain more fully in Natural Highs. But 5-HTP is wonderful for enhancing your serotonin levels, you need to take it along with some B6. What I really recommend is taking a multivitamin and some 5-HTP, because that gives what are called cofactors, the vitamins and minerals that are needed to help make the raw material that you're taking, the 5-HTP or the tryptophan, to help make it into serotonin. So that's one kind of depression. Then if you have a more unmotivated depression, sort of a couch potato depression, where you can't get up in the morning, you're tired, you're sluggish, depressed, can't get excited about anything. If that's the case, and I explain this in much more detail in Natural Highs, if you're have an unmotivated, really depressed depression, then you want to increase your dopamine level, and then you would take something like tyrosine or phenylalanine. Those are cousins. Those are related. D-L-phenylalanine turns into tyrosine, which then turns into dopamine. And dopamine is a neurotransmitter that your brain makes that helps you to feel motivated, happy, energized, and like you're really working on all cylinders. So you take a product that contains tyrosine, phenylalanine, again, the cofactors. And in fact, I have a product called Focus, but it's also good not only for focus and motivation, but it certainly helps when people are depressed, and I put people on a combination of the Focus and the 5-HTP, and it's a really dynamite combination because it supplies both the dopamine and the serotonin precursors. Precursors are the things that are turned into the required neurotransmitters. So those are two issues that you can figure out yourself, you know, just based on your symptoms. And did you want to know more about more neurotransmitters? Because I can keep going.
Well, I do, but I want to ask you a question here. What if someone has that couch potato thing that you were talking about, but then they have, say, 2 weeks couch potato and 2 weeks raging? How would you deal with that?
Let me ask you where that question is coming from. That's a kind of unusual question.
Because I know someone like that. Not me, thank God, but I do know someone like that. And it's actually frightening to watch it happen.
So you're watching somebody actually have mood swings.
Yes.
So they go from being very...
And I've even noticed that when it happens, I can usually tell a few days before the event, because their upper lip, that little indentation under the nose, whatever you call that thing,
mm-hmm.
it thins and thins out and flattens out. And when I see that, I know, something's going to happen within the next 3 days. And the thinner it is and the flatter it is, the worse the attack is. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it's just been interesting watching it happen, to tell you the truth.
Well, when people have mood swings, and I'm going to generalize this a little bit, and what you're describing is called cyclothymia, if you want to have a description, but that's just a description. You know, all these diagnostic categories, depression, ADD, bipolar illness, schizophrenia, whatever, they are just labels. And what I do is really look behind the label. You know, they're just descriptive terms that describe behaviors and symptoms, mm-hmm. but they don't really describe what's going on underneath, what's really the chemical issues underneath. So when I see mood swings, first of all, I look at diet and blood sugar. Is a person eating regularly? Do they have blood sugar swings? Blood sugar swings, again, that's another questionnaire that I have about blood sugar swings, which is actually in my other book, 8 Weeks to Vibrant Health. It has to do with feeling shaky if you haven't eaten, being very irritable, but it's all relieved by food. And sometimes it's combined with carbohydrate craving because that actually helps to alleviate the low blood sugar. So that's one issue, and I find a lot of people who are cyclothymic or bipolar. Cyclothymic means rapid cycling, bipolar. And bipolar means you have highs and lows. So if somebody has mood swings like that, first of all, I look at their blood sugar regulation, and I may give them extra chromium. Chromium is a mineral that you give something like 200 micrograms twice daily, 200 micrograms twice daily, or even up to 500 micrograms once or twice daily to help balance them. Also, lithium orotate is very useful for helping to balance the mood there because it has, it's a natural occurring mineral. It goes right into the cell. This is not like the lithium carbonate that you give to bipolars. It is lithium. It's the same molecule, but it's 5 milligrams of lithium orotate as opposed to 100 milligrams of lithium carbonate. And it's very, very useful to help balance the mood. The other thing is, and I have a feeling that this person has a magnesium deficiency, and we become low in magnesium when we don't eat enough leafy green vegetables, when we're under a lot of stress, because stress uses up magnesium. And when you see the upper lip flattening like that, that's muscle tension. And muscle tension is often a reflection of magnesium deficiency. And magnesium is a very important molecule. It's a mineral that helps to stabilize muscles, muscle tension, and stabilizes mood. So anytime I see people with muscle twitches, muscle tension, fatigue, mood swings, I look for the magnesium. And again, rather than bothering to take a level, I'll just give them magnesium and see what happens. Something like 400 to 600 milligrams daily of magnesium, say citrate, aspartate, glycinate, particularly magnesium glycinate, because it's calming.
What about transdermal?
Transdermal magnesium, sure, but most people don't have access to it. It's a little more specialized.
That was very interesting. Is there anything else
but you can
have
certainly
to add
put magnesium.
That?
You can put magnesium on your skin. What I find is actually that it kind of burns. And people who are very sensitive don't do so well with it. You can also do an Epsom salts bath, which will help you to absorb magnesium.
Okay. You've answered, so many of the questions that I have, you've already started talking about them, so that may be redundant sometimes, but or somewhat redundant. But my next question is, kava, it's a great thing. Is it really safe? And if it is,
kava is,
do you recommend a particular brand?
Well, there are many brands on the market, and that's really a personal choice. I would say get it from a GMP company. I certainly carry it in my office, and I get it from a company that has good manufacturing practices. That's called GMP. So you want to look at that for that stamp. And at your health food store, there are quite a few good brands, or people can email me and I can send it to them. So kava is an herb that comes from the South Pacific, has been used for centuries for ceremony. They make it in a very interesting way. They grind up the root and mix it in water and drink it as a shared libation. So instead of going out after work and getting drunk on alcohol, they would sit around drinking kava. Unfortunately, alcohol also got into the mix in some of these communities, and that's not so good, and they don't mix well. But just doing kava was making them very calm, happy, communicative, and it really kept peace in the community. In fact, it was used often if there was any conflict. People would drink kava together and make up their differences. So kava is now available. We don't have to take the powder and mix it. It was a whole business to mix it. It's kind of messy. I have done that. But now you can just go to your health food store or order from wherever, including from my office. You can order capsules, and you take one or two capsules at a time, and it'll bring you to a nice, calm, peaceful place. But if you don't want to fall asleep, then you don't have to. If you want to take it for sleep, you would take it at bedtime and take two or maybe three of them. During the day, if you take one or two, it really depends on your own individual chemistry, it'll calm you down, make you feel peaceful, relaxed, and actually more focused. You know, some people have used it for playing golf. Some golfers have found it very, very useful. There was a research study done on with golfers. And I imagine it would be good for things like target practice and wherever you need to have calm focus.
Does it matter if you or is the capsules recommended over tea or vice versa, or does it matter?
There isn't really a tea of kava.
I bought it.
Well, the taste of the kava, that's the kava infusion. It's not really, you can call it a tea, I guess, but it's not a tea in the usual sense. But if it's just a tea in a tea bag, it's going to be quite weak. And it tastes terrible. Kava tastes really awful. Or you can say that it's an acquired taste. But I sure don't like the taste. And it also is a little numbing when you just take the powder or take the drink on its own. It numbs your tongue. So I think most people really prefer it in a capsule. You don't have to taste it. You can just enjoy the positive effects of it.
Now, we got to at least briefly touch on liver damage and the claims about that.
Oh, right, yes. This came out about 10 years ago, and I actually put a response to it on my website. And what happened was there were some cases in Germany of kava being associated with liver damage in a few patients, and it was quite serious. And the real truth is that in terms of liver damage, these people had also, when the cases were investigated, had also been exposed to other things. Some of them were alcoholics. Some of them had been on other medications that impair the liver. For example, by the way, Tylenol is responsible for most of the liver transplants around the world. So just get this. And this is Tylenol, not necessarily people taking an overdose, you know, in an attempt to commit suicide, but just people taking, you know, a fair amount of Tylenol for pain. That is what you have to worry about for liver damage. So anyway, the kava story was there was some liver damage, and it was never proven that it was the exact cause. However, as a result, and I think this is a good caution, if you have liver damage, if you've had hepatitis, if you have cirrhosis, if you have any impairment of your liver, do not take kava because it does have an effect on the liver, but not a dangerous effect unless you have an impaired liver. So many, many doses have been taken very safely, and again, more safely than with Tylenol, with no problem.
Okay,
and
now
I'll
I have
make
a
sure
here.
That this article gets reposted on my website in the news section.
That brings up a question. Many of the people that we're talking to here are have loved ones, or they themselves have addiction problems, or have had addiction problems of some sort, which means that they probably have a bad liver. So should they detox that liver before using this, doing Livotrex or whatever or some other thing before they start using it, or does it?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't happen to use kava in detoxing unless it's a benzodiazepine, and even then, generally, when I'm giving somebody any kind of a program for coming off of addictive substances, I give them my brain recovery AM and PM packets because in it there's a really high amount of alpha lipoic acid and milk thistle, as well as NAC, and all three of them are very, very good for healing the liver and protecting the liver cells. The NAC and the alpha lipoic acid are precursors to glutathione, which is the master antioxidant. So when you're taking the brain recovery packets, you don't have to think about what you need for your particular addiction because the AM packet not only has all of these antioxidants, but there's also a multivitamin, and the morning packet has the tyrosine and phenylalanine that I mentioned earlier that you need for dopamine restoration. So if you happen to be prone to drinking caffeine or using cocaine, which are stimulants, which means your dopamine levels are low, the phenylalanine and tyrosine in that morning packet is going to really help to replace the desired and the missing dopamine. And the evening packet has theanine and 5-HTP, both of which are calming amino acids. So if you're more likely to be addicted to alcohol, that and you need that chill, You're going to get the chill factor from the theanine and the 5-HTP, and it's going to help you to sleep later as well. And then you may want to add some 5-HTP later in the evening. And again, if you're coming off of an SSRI during this period or you're on an SSRI, you want to take that PM packet at least an hour or two away from the medication.
Okay.
And by the way, there's a lot of information. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. That's all right.
There's a lot of information about this on my website because it's really hard in 1 hour to do more than just an introduction to all this, although I think we're covering a lot of territory. But on my website, CassMD.com, right on the home page, at the bottom of the home page, I talk about my brain recovery program, and when you click on that, it takes you to a whole long page that really explains in great detail the things that I'm saying now. And because it's certainly hard to catch just in one go-round.
It can be overwhelming,
years
and sure.
Years learning this. So
okay.
You can find out about the AM-PM packet, and you can diagnose yourself. It actually tells you if you have this, you do this. If you have this, you do this. If you have low moods, anxiety, and trouble sleeping, you take 5-HTP. If you're trying to replace alcohol, replace it with Calm, which is another product I have that has theanine in it, and so on. So it really helps. So this is, I find, what we're doing now, I hope, inspiring people to look further into their own brain chemistry, their own mental health, and well-being.
Okay, a question that I had for you was, some people, the serotonin connection, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, SAM-E, which one do they take, or why would they choose one over the other?
Well, it really depends on what neurotransmitter you want to replace. SAM-E, for the most part, replaces dopamine, whereas 5-HTP and tryptophan work on the serotonin system. And whether you would take tryptophan or 5-HTP is very individual. I have some people that on 5-HTP get a little more activated. And so they'll take that in the morning and it's fine, but in the evening they prefer to take tryptophan because that actually helps them to sleep better than the 5-HTP does. So
okay.
It's such an individual issue, and I will just check people in my office to see which one would be better for them, and sometimes they have to switch off. They'll switch around.
Do you do phone consultations?
I beg your pardon?
Do you do phone consultations?
I do, yes.
For people, okay. And they just call your office or send an email if they want a consultation with you?
Yes, there's a place where it says contact us, and
okay.
It'll lead you to my consulting page, which describes my consultation services. And they can absolutely reach me through the Contact Us page. Because, as I said, I read all my emails.
Okay. So how does one get methionine to convert properly so that you get the mood enhancement that you need as opposed to a heart and artery problem, with cysteine? How do you make sure that doesn't happen? Is there something you take with it, or a cofactor, or...
A cofactor that you take with what? I didn't quite understand the question.
You know how methionine converts to cysteine,
So methionine and cysteine, you're talking about the homocysteine issue.
Yes.
How
do you prevent that?
Yeah, homocysteine is something that you can measure. I certainly measure that in my patients, and you want your homocysteine level to be less than 8. Homocysteine is a not good sign, a high homocysteine. It's not good. It means that you're deficient in methyl groups. And methylation is a very important process. A methyl group is a CH3. You don't need to know the chemistry, but just need to know that methylation is important for creating neurotransmitters. It's important for the heart, important for joints, important for the liver. Very important process in the body. And if you're making homocysteine, it means that you're low in methylation process. So to bottom line this, if you have a high homocysteine, it means that you're low in B6, B12, and folic acid. And what I do when I find a high homocysteine in anybody is I give them B12, 1,000 micrograms to 5,000 micrograms under the tongue every day. I give them methylfolate rather than just folic acid, methylfolate because it's already methylated. So if they're not making methyl groups, and a certain percent of the population does not methylate properly, it's a genetic issue. So you don't have to live out your genetic predisposition. You may have that predisposition, which will make you depressed. It will give you heart trouble. But if you take methylfolate and or methyl B12, you're providing the methyl groups in addition to just the B12 and folic acid in and of themselves will help to make methyl groups. And B6, you want to take B6 100 to 200 milligrams daily. So I have people on high-dose B vitamins, and they add in, usually there's enough B6 in that, but they may have to add an extra B6, and definitely the methyl B12 and methylfolate, or methyl B12 and folic acid, because you're getting the methyl group already. And that will lower the homocysteine, which will be good for your heart and good for your mood. And another issue is taking SAMe. If you take SAMe, you need to take the B vitamins along with it. SAMe is S-adenosyl methionine, and you were mentioning methionine. So SAMe is an excellent, excellent amino acid that you take for depression, but it also helps the liver. It also helps joints because it provides a methyl group.
Does MSM help with methylation?
I'm sorry?
Or is that MSM, or is that something totally different? I just remember hearing a conversation of somebody one time talking about MSM and MSM methylization.
Yes, it can, but you still need to have those vitamins.
Okay. I was just curious. My next one is, every child I know, just about, you know, has some type of attention or spectrum disorder. And you mentioned one thing in your book that I've never read anything about it, so I wanted to ask about it, and that's DMAE, an attention deficit problem. What is that, and how would one use that for their child?
Yeah, DMAE is useful. It's a precursor for acetylcholine, which is important for brain function, and it also helps to raise dopamine. So it has a double effect here. And I actually put DMAE in my Focus product because it's so helpful for attention deficit disorder, ADHD, and anybody who wants to help their focus and attention to improve.
Does that, would you get that from something like lecithin?
You can,
lecithin,
yeah. You have to take something like
separate?
A couple of tablespoons of lecithin.
Okay.
To get it.
Now, my next question is, I went on this kick. I do everything. I experiment with everything because I pay close attention to, you know, to subtle side effects and quit if it's if it gets out of control. But I started doing it. I said, I'm not going to give my family anything that comes from another animal's mammary glands. And so I started using a lot of soy milk, and I loved it, and I started drinking it all the time. And I started getting this horrible, horrible brain fog. I got to the point where I couldn't even drive a car. So then I realized I went to an acupuncturist, and he did what he did, and it went away, but it came back. And I realized the only thing I did differently was soy. So is lecithin, will it have any of those kinds of effects? Because I actually have 20 pounds sitting in my house right now, but I'm scared to use it after that event. With the soy milk.
Well, now, why would the lecithin?
Soy lecithin?
Okay, I think you just would have to try it.
Is there another way to get it than soy?
To get lecithin?
Mm-hmm.
Lecithin is soy-based. It's soy-based lecithin, and I actually don't know. So that's something you can easily look up online.
Okay.
But there are other ways to get the acetylcholine that's in lecithin, and in a much more concentrated way. Instead of doing 2 tablespoons of lecithin, you can take alpha GPC, you can take citicoline, you can use my brain cell support product that has that in it. It has citicoline, acetyl L-carnitine, ginkgo, and a few other ingredients that actually help boost your memory, your mental focus, your cognition. So it really clears up brain fog very nicely. And as we get older, that's an issue. You know, you go into the room and like, what did I come into this room for?
Yeah.
How that happened.
The man went away when I got that acupuncture. I mean, he did his needles, and I walked out the door, and within 5 minutes it was gone. But it came back when I went back to the soy milk, but went away when I stopped using the soy milk. So it's just made me not use my lecithin, which I've been doing every day.
That's a very personal thing, because we all have different reactions to different products. So you can try that lecithin, see what happens. If your headache returns, obviously it's not the right product for you. But you might want to try my brain cell support, because that will give you the ingredients that your brain needs to make acetylcholine, which is why you're taking the lecithin.
You mentioned taurine earlier. Taurine causes reflux in some people. Is there a different way they should take it than rather taking a taurine supplement?
Usually, if it's 100 to 500 milligrams in a supplement, it shouldn't cause reflux.
Okay, so they're just doing too much if that happens?
Well, I actually haven't heard of that, because I use a fair bit in my practice in bipolar patients and people with seizure disorders, and I actually have taurine in my Calm product, and I don't have it in my Calm product. I have it in another product. I do have it. Taurine, 200 milligrams. I have to read the small print. And
that's
I have found
right.
it to be very useful.
Okay. The next thing I wanted to talk about was, I wanted to talk about cofactors, which you've talked about that. I wanted two things here. I'll give you both questions, and we've got probably 20 minutes, about 17 minutes. I wanted to talk about eicosanoids. I wanted to talk a little bit about, I've lost my train. I wanted you to mention your student's IQ test, that study that you read, because I thought that was very important. Oh, I wanted to talk about, do you think people should take individual supplements, vitamin C here, vitamin B here, vitamin D here, or do you think somebody should take a multi? And if you do, how do you know that vitamin or mineral is actually going through your cell wall and not just floating around in your bloodstream?
Yeah, so you want to have high-quality vitamins. Well, if you have the time and the patience to buy a vitamin E, a vitamin C, a vitamin A, a vitamin D, a vitamin E, each of the Bs, magnesium, calcium, I mean, on and on. The ingredients in the multi, there's probably 50 ingredients. So if you really want to buy 50 different ingredients, go ahead. I mean, it works. But I find that people
dangerous to do that?
Aren't going to take them. Well, it's not dangerous. It's the biggest danger of that is that you end up not taking them, because you really don't want to open all those bottles. So
I worry that people will get them out of balance, too,
Yeah, sure. I mean, when you have a multivitamin, they are actually in balance, and they're in the way they're supposed to be. And in natural highs, and I also have this in 8 Weeks to Vibrant Health, I actually have a list of what should be in a multi and what the doses should be. So it helps you to find a multi that more or less matches it. It doesn't have to be exactly it. I also have something called Better Balance Multi that is quite good. You can take anywhere from 2 to 4 of them. It says on the package to take 2, but actually if you take 4, you're going to get what you really need and in the right balance. Some people just aren't willing to take 4 a day, so they take 2 of them. But I'm very happy with people taking multivitamins, because then I know they're getting what they need. They're getting the basics.
Yeah.
And I sympathize with people. You can't open a bunch of bottles every day. And, in fact, that's what happened after I wrote Natural Highs. People were saying, I love your stuff. I love your suggestions. They work, but I can't open all those bottles. So what I did was I created products. I created formulas. I created Calm. I created Natural Calm. I created Focus, which is for mood and for being able to be motivated and literally to focus, to pay attention, and energy balance. If you need a little support say at 2, 3 in the afternoon, rather than a cup of coffee, take some energy balance, because that contains adaptogens, which give you a good kind of sustaining energy, not the quick up and down that you get from caffeine. So I've really put together formulas that were meant to help people and ensure compliance. And I don't yell at people for not taking my vitamins that I prescribe, even though I go to a lot of effort to give them the exact right formula for them. But I figure I have to go halfway also and actually provide something that makes it simple, understandable. I have a lot of explanatory material on my website so people know why they're taking what they're taking. I think when you know why you're taking something, you're much likelier to do it. So by putting together those formulas, and then I went even beyond that, and in the Brain Recovery AM and PM, I'm really including what's in the Focus, what's in the Calm, and a lot of other things, a whole multi in the AM and PM, and the amino acids that you need for brain support. So that way you're just taking one packet in the morning, one packet in the evening, and you're pretty much done unless you have some other special needs. And then that's, of course, another issue. But there's liver support, there's blood sugar support. And we mentioned a lot earlier in the program about blood sugar and how some people have blood sugar swings, which gives them mood swings, which makes them not nice to be around. So these are all the things in the brain recovery, also very, very good for people literally in recovery, either from addiction or from getting off of, say, an SSRI or a benzodiazepine or one of the prescribed drugs. It helps to clear out your liver, to balance your blood sugar, balance your brain chemistry, balance the ups and downs. So I'm very happy with the Brain Recovery AM and PM, and so are a lot of people. I get fan mail all the time from people that I don't even know who have taken it from my website and report back that it has changed their life. So that makes me happy.
I think it's great. Yeah, it makes me happy too when something like that happens. That does, really.
It makes it all worth
thing
it.
I want, yeah, it does. I mean, you'll be having a bad day and you get this random email from somebody you don't even know saying, thank you, you changed my life or saved my life or helped my life. And you say, oh my God, it is worth doing this after all. Yeah, I understand. DMT. I have a book sitting on my shelf about that, but I've never read it because I just hadn't had the opportunity. What is that?
DMT is a molecule in our brain that actually makes us hallucinate. And it's something that you don't want to have happen spontaneously because it can be really scary. It's something that people have actually taken psychedelics in order to activate DMT in order to have what's called a psychedelic experience. But it's actually, we have endogenous DMT in the brain. It just needs to be activated by some of these substances.
So which one?
It
sounds to me like it helps you be consciously awake, you know, spiritually awake. Is that right?
Yeah, well, that gets into a whole other issue. You know, people taking ayahuasca, ibogaine, and you know, some of the medicinal sacramental plants, the shamanistic plants. So these are we're talking really about shamanistic ritual herbal products. I don't recommend doing this in your living room.
Right. I didn't even know if you could do it. I just saw that you mentioned that in that book, and then it made me remember that one sitting on my shelf that somebody gave me.
There was some research done in New Mexico. There was a doctor in New Mexico who did at the university there, University of New Mexico, did some research on DMT, injecting people with it, and they had hallucinatory experiences. Again, it was in a controlled environment. I think it probably could have been in a nicer environment than the clinical one, but I think they tried to make it a nice environment, and people had quite remarkable enlightening experiences. But again, don't do this on your own in your living room.
Okay, we have 10 minutes. I had a question. I wanted you to talk a little bit about eicosanoids, if you found that important. If not, then talk about... Oh, I did want to ask, is GABA across the blood-brain barrier when you use supplements? Otherwise, talk about what you want to talk about for the next 10 minutes. Are you going to get that conference?
Well, eicosanoids are part of the essential fatty acid family. The importance here is that our brain is made out of about 75% fat. So it's very important that we feed our brains and our cells. All our cells require a certain amount of fat. So a totally fat-free diet is not good. Also, when people are on the statin drugs, the Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, they're also lowering their cholesterol often too much, and they lack this fat that they need to actually make brain cells. And it's also used as chemical messengers. The essential fatty acids also produce eicosanoids, which are chemical messengers. So I recommend that people take fish oil and 1 to 2 grams daily of fish oil. Make sure that it's, again, GMP stamped on the bottle, which stands for good manufacturing practices, because you want to take an essential fatty acid that is mercury-free. Because fish, as unfortunately many fish contain mercury, when you get it from a good manufacturing plant, you're going to have mercury-free or relatively mercury-free fish oil taken from usually anchovies or very small fish that are low enough on the food chain that they haven't accumulated mercury. So, and these are all tested. They're tested in the labs in those particular companies. I carry some fish oil from a particular company that's my own. It's not my own company, but I have my own fish oil that I have selected. And, again, that's available on my website. It's called Super EPA. And it makes your skin feel soft. It helps your brain work better, helps you think better. It also provides, as we know, we need oils for our heart. So now there's actually a medicinal prescription fish oil. But you don't have to spend $85 to buy a bottle of fish oil. You can get it either from my website or from your health food store. Very, very important to take it. If you're a vegetarian or a vegan and you don't want to take fish oil, you can take flax oil plus algae-based DHA. That's not DHEA, which is an adrenal hormone. It's DHA. So you want EPA from flax and DHA from algae. So you have to take that combination. Wonderful for focus and attention. Wonderful for memory as we age. I give it to all my ADD kids. I give it to my aging patients, and aging means, I hate to tell you, like over 40, your brain starts to go south. Make sure you're taking fish oil to support your brain function, and start taking take my brain cell support. It really has all the ingredients that you need to clear up the brain fog, to create new brain cells, to protect your brain from deterioration, and we have to protect it. And there's research showing that people that take acetylcholine and acetyl-L-carnitine and all of these products actually protect their brain from deterioration. Ginkgo is another really good one that happens to be in this product, brain cell support. DMAE that we've talked about quite a bit, which also helps to make the acetylcholine, which is the memory neurotransmitter. Helps your memory. So you asked the right question about eicosanoids because you were asking about fats, and we have to have fats. Don't have a non-fat diet. We need fat. In fact, you don't get fat from fats. You really get fat from, believe it or not, from carbs, and that's a whole other issue, that when you're eating too many carbs, particularly the bad carbs, the sugar, the white flour, it all goes to your belly. You get fat, you become insulin resistant. You gain weight in the places you don't want to gain weight. And as we age, we become more insulin resistant. So when you're younger, maybe you can get away with eating cake and pie and all the junk that people tend to eat. As you get older, you can't get away with it. So you really do have to watch your diet and watch what you're eating. And what I've actually done is I've had so many patients that had developed these pot bellies, men and women. I mean, you know that with middle age, that's what happens. Couldn't lose them, couldn't lose weight to save their life, and I put them on something called the HCG diet. And have you heard of that, the HCG diet?
No.
Well, HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin, is actually a hormone, but you can take it homeopathically, so you're not actually ingesting a hormone, but you're ingesting the imprint of a hormone, which is made actually by pregnant women. But again, you're not really taking the hormone that's made in pregnant women. You're taking an imprint of it in a homeopathic. And when you take this HCG while you're on a very restricted diet, you retrain yourself. So in several weeks, you lose quite a bit of weight, anywhere from a half a pound to a pound a day. And you do it safely because you're taking the HCG, which is helping to burn that belly fat, the fat that you don't want. Because usually when we're on a diet, and I don't know if you've experienced this, but when you're on a diet, you tend to lose the weight in the wrong places, in your face, in your chest, in places you don't want to lose it, and you're not losing it from your thighs and your hips and your stomach. Whereas when you're taking the homeopathic HCG, or you can take HCG by injection too, there are doctors that supply it. I have actually given some patients these shots as well. But the homeopathic is a lot more convenient. You take it three times a day. You take a very low-calorie diet, but it's very safe because you're burning your own fat. So you're living off of your own fat. You're on a no-fat, low-carb diet that really also has the other advantage of retraining how you eat, how you think of eating, how you conceive of, you know. I actually went on it for a while, and we had to lose 10 pounds, I did, and it actually retrained me about what I do with salad dressing, for example, what I do with bread. So I avoid salad dressings. I use them very, very sparingly. I'm very careful about my intake of carbs now. So it really has a tremendous effect in not only your weight, but also in how you eat going forward. And in just 3 weeks, you can lose quite a bit of weight. And I actually, again, developed a product. I developed an HCG homeopathic product that I carry on my website that I'm very proud of. It has added amino acids. We've been talking about amino acids. It has added amino acids that help you to cut the cravings and give you energy while you're on this restricted diet. So the only hard part is when you go to parties and everyone's eating all this yummy food that you, or so-called yummy food, that you have to really avoid if you want to do this properly. And I've had lots, hundreds of successes, and people that are very grateful.
All right, we've got 2 or 3 minutes. Do you want to tell people again where to find you?
Absolutely, thank you. I can be found at CassMD.com. That's C-A-S-S. Charlie Apple Sam Sam MD.com, and I'm happy to hear from you. If you have personal health questions, I try to answer them in my blog, and it says that on the Contact Us sheet. If you want to make an appointment, a phone appointment, whatever, you can do that again through the Contact Us part of my website. And there's just plenty of information on my website and in my books, because I can't see everyone, I can't talk to everyone, but I can spread the word through my website, through my books, Natural Highs, 8 Weeks to Vibrant Health, Supplement Your Prescription, and a few others. And I really welcome your suggestions, your feedback, your input, your questions. And it's always a pleasure to be in contact with people. This is what I really want to do. I really want to inform, educate, and empower you about your own health.
Thank you, Dr. Cass, for coming on. And I just want to say again that Dr. Cass participates in the Alliance for Addiction Solutions, because that's how I met her, and I always have to applaud that organization for saving my daughter's life, because they really did. So thank you for coming on my show, and I hope that sometime you'll come back, because I know that we just barely skimmed the surface of everything that you know.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. And keep up your good work. It's very important. And
thank you.
I really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, and good night.